Cornucopia Radio presents
Good evening, listeners. I hope you are sitting comfortably. My name is Christopher Walken, and I have a story to tell. It takes place the night before Christmas, outside the wondrous structure that is Santa's workshop. As a year's worth of hard work and dedication finally comes to fruition. The reindeer, however, well, they have other concerns on their mind.
God, this bloody harness is really chafing.
Oh, shut up, Comet. You always moan about your harness every year. It starts to wear on my nerves around China.
But it's itchy.
Mine's actually quite snug. It's really comfy.
Oh, shut up, Prancer. You're not helping.
Hey, your name's not much better, Comet. And besides, that's not my name anymore. I changed it. It's Steve.
Yeah, Steve the Reindeer. That's really Christmassy, that is.
Oh, well, we can't all have an awesome name like you, Blitzen, all dynamic and exciting sounding. It's my name, and I can be called by what I want. And I say my name is Steve. Steve!
All right. Sorry, Steve.
That's better.
I swear these Christmas Eves get longer and longer every year.
Well, technically, no time passes. We move through the time-space stream pocket. That's how we get round the world in one night. Plus, as anthropomorphic personification of a seasonal holiday, we are technically immortal, so time isn't
Whatever.
That relevant.
It feels longer.
Well, there are more and more children these days, world population increase and all that.
And they're not as cute and nice as I remember. No more little wooden dollhouses and train sets. No. It's all iPods and Alka-Pops and PlayStations and forget bedtime stories. They want a Kindle now.
Guess we all have to move with the times. Plus, there's all the air traffic we have to dodge. There never used to be any of that.
It's just so tiring dragging him all over the world and back again. I swear he gets bigger every year. He does one night of work and then he spends the rest of the year sat around on his big fat red ass. I wouldn't mind, but it's us that do most of the work. It's not fair.
It's the nature of the job, Comet. It's what we've always done and what we will continue to do. The children depend on us.
I'm just saying it's not fair. We pull Santa everywhere while he just drops off presents, which looks dead easy, by the way. He gets trolleyed on sherry, Rudolph gets a carrot. Why don't we get anything? Bloody Rudolph. And he's got a song about him.
Shh. He'll hear you. I heard him say once he could shoot lasers out of his nose. That's why it glows red.
I'm not scared of him. Big glowing red nose freak. You know what? I've got a good mind to not let him join in our reindeer games.
Hey, stop whining. We're a team. It's a team effort and we need to pull together.
I'm just saying that it gets harder work every year and I think we should just get a little bit of recognition. I tell you what we should do. We should unionise.
I don't think so.
What? The elves have got one. It works for them.
Yeah, but that's because they're part of a trade union. They're factory workers. They need stuff like negotiation of wages, complaint procedures, hiring, firing and promotions, health and safety, stuff like that.
They work a lot longer and harder than you ever done, Comet.
The working reindeers unite. Two antlers, one vote. Carrots and sherry for all.
Shut up, will you? Here he comes. Get ready, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, this belt gets tighter every year! Getting comfy, right? Presents, check. All systems operational. Reindeer all lined up, right. I think we're ready to go. Now, Dasher. Now, Dancer. Now, Prancer and Vixen. On, Comet. On, Cupid. On, Donner and Blitzen.
That Santa began his yearly duty of spreading happiness and joy. Unfortunately, on this night, while doing a low flight run through the north of England, he was caught on a mobile police speed camera and pulled over onto the side of the M42.
Good evening, sir. May I please see your license and registration?
Of course. Here it is.
Thank you. Now, do you know how fast you were going back there?
I'm afraid not, officer. I'm in rather a rush, you see. I have to make it to Norway by 12 or I'll be behind schedule.
We all have places to be, sir, but not at the cost of the safety of other road users, sir, do we?
I'm sorry. I usually fly much higher. And it takes me a while to stop the sleigh once it gets going.
Faulty brakes? Is this your vehicle, sir?
Yes.
And do you have the correct tax disc displayed and insurance?
I don't think so. I've never had to have it before.
I see. Can you step out of the vehicle, please, sir?
Okay. Look, I'm really in a rush. I'm sorry I was travelling so fast.
I bet you are. Hang on. You're swaying. Have you been drinking at all tonight, sir?
I have had a bit, yes.
I can smell sherry on your breath. How many have you had?
Well, approximately about 5,236,398 glasses.
What?
But I've also had 5,110,297 mince pies. So that probably lined my stomach a bit. I'm fine.
And what's that sack in the back? Are those your toys?
Of course, they're for the children.
Where have you been tonight?
Well, so far I've covered America, Cuba, most of Europe, Ireland and southern England.
Okay, sir, you don't have to play the fool for me.
I'm not! Look, can I go, please? There's still so much to do.
Sorry, sir, but you're not going anywhere. You've clearly been drinking, you were doing the speed of sound through a 40-mile-an-hour zone, and that sack is very suspicious. I think we'll have to continue this conversation at the station.
Oh, no! Quick! Go, go, go!
Our meat backup! In pursuit of a dangerous driver, northbound on the M42. Target vehicle is a sleigh. I need backup. Repeat!
So, Santa resisted arrest and was engaged in one of the largest high-speed pursuits in UK history. It lasted several days and carried on for over 300 miles until eventually Saint Nick was forced to land by pursuing police helicopters. Was this to be the end of Christmas as we know it?
Yes, I'd like to call the North Pole, please. Thank you. Just say you'll accept the charges, honey, will you? Yeah, hi, how are you? Great. The present run? Yes, I've kind of run into a spot of bother. Now, I've been arrested. I'm currently in a holding cell. What? What do you mean, not again? I'm being charged with speeding in a 40 miles per hour zone, no insurance or road tax, driving under the influence, resisting arrest, suspected of several break-ins in the Birmingham area, and in possession of a Class A drug. Well, I don't know how it got in there. Maybe it was in some of the toys. Ask the elves, eh? Maybe one of them was being very naughty. Look, Can you just come down here and bail me out, please?
Hey, Santa, can I sit on your lap?
Please, hurry!
And that, dear listener, is the end of our story. I've been Christopher Walken, and on behalf of everybody here at Cornucopia Radio, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Now, Santa, about that bag of white powder.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit cornucopia-radio.co.uk.